Training. The boys are out in Arizona. We'll have Ben Zobrist joining the show just a few minutes from now. Theo Epstein also visits in the 2 o'clock hour. On the field, the Cubs host Milwaukee. Brett Anderson on the mound. First pitch, 3:05. The Brewers dropped 24 runs with 24 hits on the Mariners yesterday. The White Sox take on Seattle today with Lucas Giolito getting the start. First pitch at 3:10. In hockey, the Blackhawks skate in Montreal. Joel Quenneville said he plans to mix up defensive pairings. Puck drops at 6:30. NBA, the Bulls are off today. They host Memphis tomorrow night. Tonight, the Pistons play at Cleveland, and the Knicks host the Pacers. NFL, the Bears officially signed Connor Barth to a one-year deal, and Eddie Lacy signs a one-year deal with the Seahawks. College hoops, NIT, Illinois takes on Valpo. Coverage on The Score starts at 5:45. This scoreboard update brought to you by Eon Dental Implants. Choose Eon Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. The security leader for over 140 years. Trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score. Celebrating 25 years of Chicago Sports Talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, this is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Lady Jane's, now open in Darien.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Tie game, 10th inning, one down, the pitch. Ground ball to third, base hit down the left field line. The go-ahead run will score. The ball is backhanded by Guyer. Rizzo goes to third. Double for Zobrist. Cubs lead 7-6.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I remember that hit. And then I remember Anthony Rizzo standing on third base with his hands on his helmet just saying, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Yeah. Cubs won the World Series.
Yeah. And then I think that really happened, and the Cubs won the World Series.
It actually happened.
That hit off the bat of our guest, Ben Zobrist, who joins us here in the radio booth at Sloan Park. Hello, Ben.
Hello, guys.
Yeah, you seem relaxed and ready. You seem fit and healthy.
Yeah. I'm excited.
So... Yeah. I got to ask you, you go to Kansas City, you win a World Series, you do it here. Like, what happens next in the career of Ben Zobrist, other than trying to do it over and over and over again? Like, you've been at a mountaintop a couple of times now, and it seems like it's not easy, but...
That's a good question.
What do you
got
next?
I was asking myself the same question all offseason. I said, I had 4 years when I signed here to win that championship. We did it in the first year. Now what? So, we got a DPEAT is what Joe tells us. So, that's the goal this year. We got to
DPEAT.
Okay. Yeah, DPEAT means if we play the same kind of defense we played last year, we got all the tools. You know, that's going to carry over. We can do something that hasn't been done since, I guess, what was it, the Yankees, right?
Well, they got
DPEAT back to back.
Mm-hmm. I think so, right?
See, I thought it was the Blue Jays.
That was before. The Yankees did it in, I want to say, 97, 98.
So let's talk about defense for a second. If you're going to be the primary second baseman, and then is the plan to have you move to left when Schwarber comes out of some games? Is that I've heard that discussed.
That plan has not been discussed with me.
Okay. So is it okay with you?
I'm sure. Yeah. Okay. You know what? Joe knows me. And I know him well enough to know that, you know, I played second base a lot last year, the first 3 months of the year. And then I started switching around second half of the year. So, and then with Javi's emergence, as well as he played at the end of the year last year and how well he was hitting offensively, no matter who was on the mound, you know, defensively, he's so great out there no matter where you put him. You know, we had to get him in there. So that's going to happen a little bit more this year as well, getting him at second, short, third, a little bit more often than he was the first half of the year last year, I think. Probably get me a few more days rest. And, you know, with Schwarber added into the action in left field, my guess is I'll play a little bit outfield as well. But you know, I become a little bit more of a super utility guy again as opposed to just a starting second baseman.
You mentioned a four-year deal that you signed and trying to figure out how you're going to win a World Series. What came together quicker than you expected?
I think the thing I was most impressed with last year at the beginning of the year and throughout the season was the maturity and team-oriented view of all of the young players. All the young guys, the way that they worked, their mindset throughout the day, but also their ability to work with the veterans and stay humble and you know, keep working. And I mean, they're so good, but yet, you know, they, none of them had an ego about them. They just went about their business really well, and we just meshed so great as a team. But it's rare to find as many great young players as we have on our club that are able to stay humble and you know, do what's best for the team.
What's interesting, though, is across baseball, there is a greater understanding of youth on a couple levels. The developmental mode that teams have now is creating more polished players earlier. Players are getting, like, there's 8-year-olds that are everywhere getting high quality instruction, and that you know, a 21-year-old player now is not what a 21-year-old player used to be. And then financially, they don't have to shell out you know, present company accepted big contracts for players in their 30s anymore, because teams are looking and say, look, we have guys under contract control. We can produce ready-made extra pieces and starters, and baseball has understood that youth has real value, financial value and competitive value.
Absolutely. It's impressive how many great young players there are in the game today, and it's just going to keep getting better. But I think what's unique about the Cubs organization over the course of, you know, if you look at the entire spread of all these great young players is the character of the type of players that they find that are also incredible players. I mean, these guys are they're good guys on and off the field, and they work well together. And the thing that we knew we had to have was we had to have a good mix of veteran presence and young, fresh talent, you know, that have the right mindset as well, and we had it, you know. And I mean, we believe we have it again this year, but we're also missing some key pieces like a David Ross in there.
Well, that's your job now, right? I mean, that's
you're the old head.
You can't replace David Ross. Nobody can try to be who he is. But we just hope that the other veterans can pick up some of that slack, and some of the young guys as they continue to grow as players, and they're a year older. You know, they are able to handle things even better than they did before.
What were some of the things that were irreplaceable that you can't mimic or kind of duplicate that David Ross provided?
You know, he just had a way about him in the clubhouse where he was funny at the right times. He was he would yell a little bit at the right times. He would you know, he just knew the right things to say. And also, you know, I think really he had the most important thing to say all year. When we were down 3-1, we came into the clubhouse against the Indians after we lost game 4 there, and we were quiet and silent. You could tell that you know, as a team we felt a little bit defeated at that moment, and we'd never really been to that place all year long, and you know, there was a lot of silence in the room, and he spoke up at that very moment. He just knew the timing and what needed to be said, and he said, you know, fellas, he said, hey, don't do that. Don't hang your heads. You know, we've been here before. He said, we've won 3 games a lot, you know, in a row this year. And he said, we can do it again. He said, let's just turn the page, go about your business right now. He said, we're going to do this one pitch, one win at a time, and we're going to come back.
Well, the Jason Hayward rain delay weight room speech gets all the credit. But this, the fact that you immediately said that, I believe you said that this was maybe more significant?
You know, I think that at this moment, you know, it's hard to put one above the other when you mention that as well, because that was important too. But as far as the words that were said, we just needed that break. We needed that rain delay, and we needed Jay Hay to bring the players together. And it wasn't so much what was said as just the fact that we came together at that moment. I think, and that he called the guys together. I mean, that was showed incredible selflessness as a teammate and you know, just awareness of the team at that moment. But when David Ross spoke up and the words specifically that he said that mm-hmm. I mentioned in that clubhouse, in our home clubhouse after game 4, I think it helped everybody kind of breathe and go, okay, forget it, no big deal, we've done this before, we'll, you know, let's just do it tomorrow. And you just felt like a new, fresh, and we came in the next day and Rizzo's playing Rocky music and dancing around, and it's just like the same old team.
Ben Zobrist joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. We're live out here in Mesa, Arizona. You mentioned Jason Hayward, and I was talking to Lynn Casper about it before the show today, how, yeah, you can be a great teammate, you can be a pro's pro, but at some point you want that gratification of, you know what, all this work is paying off. And the season that he went through last year and everything that he's done with his hands and his approach in the offseason, how as a player do you kind of balance that team, but in an individualistic sport where you're up there by yourself at the plate and you're not getting the results that you would like? How do you make that work if you're Jason Hayward? And what does he have to do early on in this season to kind of get in the right mental plane?
Yeah, I mean, right now everybody's just working on their individual game. You know, we're not so worried about what the score at the end of the day is or who's playing or not playing, because we've got a lot of guys still in camp that probably won't break with us. But yeah, as we get closer and closer to the end of camp, the team aspect becomes more and more important. So Jay Hay's done all the work necessary to get where he needs to get, you know, individually, and he's going to keep doing that. And we believe in him. You know, we believe he's going to come through individually, but you know, we believe in him as a part of our team, a huge part of our team. So what he brings to the table, and what veterans start realizing as you get older, is yes, physically you got to do stuff on the field. Individually you got to produce. You got to bring that, but there's so much more to the team aspect than just what you are producing every day on the field. And just the way that he's worked and shown, like, hey, just because I have a big contract, you know, and had a rough year doesn't mean I'm sitting back saying, oh, yeah, I'm still collecting the money. No.
I think he doesn't need to hear that.
No, he doesn't think that at all. You know, none of us would, you know, because we care too much about, you know, being the best player that we can be out there on the field for our teammates, and that's how we think of it.
So shortly after you guys won, I get a text from my friend, my neighbor, and he sends me this picture, and I see him and I see his kids, and I said, where are you guys? And he says, we're at Ben Zobrist's house. I said, what do you mean you're at Ben Zobrist's house? He said, Ben Zobrist is at his house taking pictures with people and signing autographs with everybody. And I said, what?
You didn't even know you had the police in your house,
did you? I said, this guy just, you know, the World Series MVP and the whole thing, and that's what he's doing? He goes, yeah. He goes, you should come on over. Everybody's out here. Walk over. And I'm like, what? And sure enough, there was so what prompted you to just sort of want to be there for the people at your house?
See, now that you share that perspective with me, it may not have been the smartest thing. Like, people were calling their buddies and say, hey, you got to come over here. You know, like.
Let the record show, I did not go over there. And I said,
party is over.
I said, enjoy, have fun. You know, we're not far. We could have walked right over. But I said, look, let him
I don't know about
thing.
You. I'm coming over next time.
Yeah, right. I know. So. You know, it was spontaneous. I don't sign at my house all year long, and I told my neighbors that, you know, we try to keep, you know, our family time. And you know what, though? After we had just won and we got back at 7 in the morning and I slept until about noon, 1 o'clock, and my kids are out playing with the neighbor kids, and our neighbors have been so respectful. Some of the kids just said, hey, you know, would you sign? And I said, you know what? We just won. Of course I'll sign for you today. But the next thing you know, like, there's a line, and I'm like, you know what?
There's grown-ups in it.
Yeah, there's grown-ups in it. Yeah. But you know what? It was the one day I signed all year in my neighborhood, and you know, we made the most of it. So I promise I did not do it for the pub.
No, I'm not saying you did. It just was this spontaneous thing.
It's a put-on. It's the long con, you know.
Right.
Nice guy in Kansas City. Nice guy in Tampa. Yeah. Comes to Chicago. Man. He's got a little nice guy foundation.
How did Central Illinois respond? How did the hometown respond?
Oh, man. They wanted to do a big celebration, and we got to go down there. There was a... At the college in Eureka College,
okay.
They had a big rally basically, and a couple of my coaches from growing up spoke, and you know, there was a state representative there that presented something to me, and then, you know, they gave me a key to the city, and they gave me a road sign with my name on it.
It probably literally, knowing that town, is like,
close up when you're done.
Right, you can open the bar up if you want, whatever you want.
It was unbelievable. I mean, they just, my hometown just loves me, and they've always been supportive. So, of course, you know, when we won the World Series, I mean, they were shouting from the rooftops that I was from there, and they always do that anyways, but it was just more so, just a lot of pride in our hometown.
When did the switch flip for you? When was last year's season done and this year began? Or has it?
Probably not till a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, when I got here, honestly, I still was like, oof, I could use another few weeks. You know what I mean? Because it was
Well, you're 100 years old now.
It felt like, oh, okay, all right, yeah. Okay. I hear that in the clubhouse. Uh-huh. No. It just felt like a very, very short off season. So, but now that we're, you know, when you get back into the swing of things a little bit and you start really enjoying being around the guys again and we're out in the sunshine here, and I know the Chicago people are going to be mad at me for saying that.
Oh, no, it's bad today.
I heard. But it's just, you know, you start getting that itch again and you really enjoy the game and just learning, you know what, yeah, whether you win or not, you just, everyone has that hope eternal, you know, at the beginning of spring training. So it's just a fun time of year for everybody.
All right, wish you good health, and hope it's another fun year. I don't know if you can top the last two you've had, but good luck trying.
All right, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
That is Ben Zobrist of the Chicago Cubs on with Bernstein and Goff from Cubs spring training in Mesa, Arizona on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Watch and listen to every NCAA tournament game live on 670thescore.com. Presented by Sam Adams. Pursue better. The Big Day Dances here. Listen to Whip Around NCAA men's basketball coverage from Westwood One. Free on the TuneIn app.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. Let's talk about Ezekiel Elliott. Great back, but not exactly a rocket scientist. He goes to a St. Patrick's Day party over the weekend, and he's caught on tape pulling a woman's top down. A ref for Elliott told TMZ Sports that the woman was not upset and continued to hang out with him and his crew after the incident. I can't believe that I have to say this, but never, ever rip a woman's top down in public. I mean, that really isn't something that has to be said, is it? At least I didn't think so. Wake up. My man's compiling a nice little resume for himself. A couple of car accidents, driving without a license, a domestic violence investigation, and now this. That's a pattern, and it has to concern the Dallas Cowboys. And if it doesn't, it should. I'm not here to give the Cowboys advice on how to handle this situation, but I am here to tell them they better handle this situation. I'm Jim Rome.
Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, "I have no idea what this is." And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Have you heard about the 20-year anniversary sale going on over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights? Well, it's on, and that means big savings for you on all Chevy Malibus, Cruises and Equinoxes, Silverados, and more. Over 400 new Chevys, all marked with special, never-seen-before anniversary discounts. It's their biggest sale in 20 years. It's like their sale is on sale. The 20-year anniversary event at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights.
our coffee experience. Small batches are steeped for hours in cold water for a rich, ultra-smooth taste. And now there's new sweet and salted cold brew. Deliciously sweet with salted whipped topping for a cool new take on cold brew. Experience the unique taste of Dunkin's cold brew. Sip one with a sweet and salted kick today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price participation may vary. Limited time offer. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium iced coffee or iced tea for 99 cents. Don't miss out on a deal this delicious. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
There's a reason the top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. The housing market is hot right now, and houses are selling the day they come on the market. It's never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender. Now, if you're even considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it on the very same day you call in. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. So if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Who does? Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
You deserve the best starting point for your successful university career. Governor State University has the major you want, student housing, and renovated labs, classrooms, and library. Discover GSU at their open house Saturday, March 25th from 10 to 2. Visit govst.edu/openhouse for more information.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to sand, ready to tape, ready to prime and paint. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Right now, pro customers can save up to 15% on 3M Safe Release painter's tape, masking film, and sanding sponges. Plus, save up to 15% on gallons and buckets of Olympic Assure Interior Paint Plus Primer. See the Pro Desk in-store for details. And get ready to refresh and save at Lowe's. 3M offer applies to contractor pack items, U.S. only.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, save up to $150 on HP laptops and desktops.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now save up to $150 on HP laptops and desktops. Ends 3/18/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Days don't get much nicer than this, and I'm sorry if you're mad, but I'm not really sorry. Yeah. I'm just kind of saying that because this is an absolutely ideal day for baseball between the Cubs and the Milwaukee Brewers here at Sloan Park. Open up the windows a little bit to get some air and some net sound. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to having Theo Epstein join us in just a little bit to talk all things Cubs. But that's not really the important news right now. The Score's Zach Zaidman via his Twitter feed reports what you've been waiting to know. And that is Mike Glennon has chosen slash been assigned a uniform number.
Yeah, he was wearing it on the Instagram feed.
And he is going to wear number 8.
Yes. And all the Derrick Rose people will be angry.
Will the Rex Grossman people be angry? Right, was it Rex 8?
Yeah. Well, if you're a Rex person, you're not angry. You're just happy that Rex...
No, and Rex himself was never...
Really angry about anything.
No, his heart rate never got up, ever. He never really...
Had made himself quite the penny in the NFL by being a marginal at best quarterback. Right. Remember those first 4 or 5 games of that season, though, when he was slinging that pill, and it was Rex for MVP? I think it was the Buffalo game where every ball he threw in the air, every floater he threw in the air came down into someone's hands beautifully. And it was like, hey, Rex is a... And weren't we comparing Rex Grossman's stats to Eli Manning's or something like that for a little bit?
Or whatever it was stupid.
And then we had the Rex versus Kyle war, and I was working for this show, and it was a Rex show, and then the other shows were Kyle shows. It was just...
Orkman!
Yeah, it was just... It was ridiculous. So now
both are out of football.
Yeah, we can do the Mike Glennon versus Connor Shaw
show. I would love to find Kyle Orton. I would love to know what he's up to.
He doesn't want to be found.
I know. He's probably off with Sasquatch or something.
The Harry and Anderson joke that we heard on the way here yesterday. Yeah, he's doing his thing.
No, he's one of those guys who, when Sports Illustrated does their Where Are They Now, he's going to be like...
He looks like Dave Letterman.
Right, or like living in a yurt in New Zealand or something. I'm not even quite sure what a yurt is.
The yurt.
I see it in crossword puzzles, and I know it's some kind of hut. Is it like a palapa?
Pizza?
No, or Jabba.
No.
I know. I don't know exactly what a yurt is, but I know that I like saying it.
The two yurts?
The two yurts.
What's a yurt?
But no, he's off the grid. He's,
you think?
He's that dude that, you know...
Eating roadkill somewhere?
Yeah, he's, you know, he hunts his own food. He forages for, like,
that's
berries
Paul Edinger.
And stuff.
Paul Edinger was the guy that was, like... Catching speckled trout and eating them raw out of the ocean.
I don't eat them cooked. Go on, got my digestive problems here.
It all comes back. Always comes back to Southern accented digestive problems
well,
here on
because,
the score.
I don't know. I'm not quite sure how it started.
I don't know, but I just
think
like
it was
going.
There was an advertising. I've been having problems.
I can't go the way I want to. All the Mountain Dew and Slim Jims back me up real good.
I'm swallowing all my dip.
I keep reaching for my cup of tea, and it's always the tobacco juice in there. So.
Yeah, and somewhere, because I know Rex isn't with Kyle, because somewhere Rex
or
is
with
at,
Childs.
Rex is at a really nice restaurant eating the entire left side of the menu. That's what he's doing.
There's certain guys that can't wait to get big on you. And in Washington, like Rex had a drumstick in his hand half the time in Washington. And he's like, oh, you want me to go play? All right. He like wipes his hands on his jersey. He's got, like,
always has wet naps with him.
He's like, you know what, dude? If you guys want me to throw the ball, that's fine. See, but can I finish this lasagna?
All right, well, let me get a ruling. If he were to be fitted for the Popeye's taste mask, then it's cool, right?
Yes.
Okay.
If you, it's very simple. If you're a brother, you don't bite the chicken in commercials. It is like a rule. Don't bite the chicken. You look crazy. And then to double up that and have a chicken face mask, come on. Like, then you're out there soft-shoeing it for everybody to see. You know, I mean, we all got bills, but not that kind.
Looking forward to having a conversation with Theo Epstein in just a few minutes. Bernstein and Goff on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins here. Listen to the Spiegel and Parkins show every day between 9 a.m. and 1, now through March 17th, for your chance to win the Score's 25th anniversary Spring Baseball in Vegas giveaway.
It's a trip for two to Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, plus dinner at Mr. Chow with Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, and Hall of Famer Ryan Sandberg. Really, it's a guy's dream trip.
Only on the Spiegel and Parkins show, 9 a.m. to 1.
Brought to you by Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas.
Sports Fit.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand. CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a backseat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Libra, work-wise, you're golden. Romantically, you're hot. Enjoy it while it lasts. Scorpio, take care of the details of your newest project from the start before they overwhelm you. Sagittarius, the money issues that put you on edge should clear in time for an awesome weekend. Capricorn, your week is the exact opposite of quiet at work. Just remember to spend some time with your special someone. Aquarius, you may have started the week clashing with your boss, but the week will end better. And Pisces, matters that seem outside your hands are very much the opposite. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Vaticola. The second-place Wolves host Texas tomorrow night at 7 for Craft Beer Night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The boys are out in Arizona. Just talked with Ben Zobrist. You can catch that entire interview at 670thescore.com. Theo Epstein coming up in just a few minutes with the fellas. The Cubs on the field host Milwaukee this afternoon. Brett Anderson on the mound. First pitch, 3:05. The Brewers dropped 24 runs on 24 hits on the Mariners yesterday. White Sox take on Seattle with Lucas Giolito getting the start. First pitch at 3:10. In hockey, the Blackhawks skate in Montreal tonight. Joel Quenneville said he plans to mix up defensive pairings. Puck drops at 6:30. NBA, the Bulls are off today. They host Memphis tomorrow. Tonight, the Pistons play at Cleveland. The Knicks host the Pacers. NFL, the Bears officially signed Connor Barth to a one-year deal. Eddie Lacy signs a one-year deal with the Seahawks. And Mike Glennon will wear jersey number 8. College hoops, NIT, Illinois takes on Valpo. Coverage on the Score starts at 5:45. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Vaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with two wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2. Enjoy two egg and cheese wake-up wraps and add bacon, sausage, or ham for a dollar more. Perfect with a rich, smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
Well, as I look to my left in the main press box, I can tell you that veteran baseball writers have not gotten any more attractive.
Well, when were they?
Never.
I mean, you're talking about a bunch of guys who are on their second wife now, and you know they all still love Springsteen. You know, these aren't men of the times. You see a lot of polos.
I think the Times has the third slot in for the left.
This is why I can't talk to you. this is why Bernstein isn't allowed at spring training, ladies and gentlemen. You thought it was because Terry didn't want to travel? No, that's not it. This man is not allowed in the state of Arizona.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
By the time I get to Arizona.
I knew that was coming, too. I knew that was coming. But since our guy Tanny isn't on the board, no public enemy will be played while you try to, you know, shoehorn in your college references, you know, when you were cool.
Weren't we trying to get Big Daddy Kane on the show? I think he's in town.
How do you know it's not happening?
I don't, but that would be awesome.
You know, let me lift this bus off of Shep, and maybe we're still trying to do that.
I would have a difficult time keeping myself composed having a conversation with Big Daddy Kane.
What would you do? You tell him you're a big fan, and you keep it moving.
But that's a legend, right?
Dude, it was like the time.
Where does he perform here? Does he like go to like the Riv or the Talia Hall? City Winery? I don't know where.
City Winery?
I don't know where some of the.
Big Daddy Kane's at Ben 36.
Right. I don't
he's got
know.
A nice Bordeaux as he lifts his leg over his other leg and jumps over.
Why can't Scoop and Scoop and Scrap have themselves?
This guy.
Why not? DJ Mr. C having a nice Cameron Hughes 529 Chardonnay.
You've interviewed people you were fans of.
Yeah,
before.
No, I have. Yeah. But that's a little different. Outside
have you
the
ever
sports
had?
Room.
What's the closest you've ever come to like fanning out?
No, I know this. I'm the not, Frugal Gourmet.
No.
Before I knew he was a child molester.
Allegedly.
No, not allegedly. Like, kind of caught him at it. And
you caught him?
No. That's the only time I sort of had a moment getting on a plane headed for Seattle, and he said, right there, I said, oh my God, you're the Frugal Gourmet. And he said, oh, well, thank you for being so subtle. Like, well, come on, man, live it. Love you're the dude.
He takes his Penn State jumpsuit off.
Right. Well, pretty much.
Yeah, I had an LL Cool J moment.
And if you had to do some Bismarcky at Mariano's.
Yeah, I never posted that photo either because I felt like a complete lame. But that's Bismarcky.
That's Bismarcky.
Right.
Two
of the greatest hip hop songs of all time came out of that man, and he's
and that
still,
was it.
Well,
but he's still
he's
a
still
DJ.
DJing. Yep. Still killing it on the DJ circuit, but LL Cool J came to V103 in Atlanta, and you know, Bigger and Deafer was the first album I ever bought with my own money. I'm 7 years old when it came out, and I scraped some money together from chores and all this other stuff, and I went down to the record store, and my dad had like 700 records on, you know, vinyl, because he was a DJ when he first came to this country. So I was like, I'm going to start my record collection, Dad. And I got Bigger and Deafer and I'm Bad and Candy, and oh my God, all those things just came flooding back as I'm looking at him like, that's LL Cool J. And I shook his hand and I was like, oh my God, I see why everyone wants to have sex with you. You are so, the glow of LL Cool J is just shining on it. People were lined up down the hall to take a picture with LL Cool J. I'm like, that's that dude. Like, that's one of my five favorite rappers of all time.
And if he's a pretty intimidating physical presence too.
Yeah, no,
it's not like when I walked down the street and I walked past Sylvester Stallone and didn't realize I had walked past Sylvester Stallone.
Is it Copland, Sylvester Stallone?
No, he's just tiny.
Well, LL's about 5'10", somewhere around there.
But yeah, he's a big, strong guy.
Yeah.
You know,
just, well, Sylvester got, didn't he put...
He
put
did, the, but he, but in clothes, it's not
right,
quite the
show.
Same.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like, oh, that's Rocky?
Frugal Gourmet.
What?
All the people that you've been around in your life.
That's the only time.
Really?
That's the only time I have ever just been an idiot.
First interaction with Jordan, you were like, hey, that's Michael Jordan there.
No, because my first... Well, yeah, it was high school. First interaction with Jordan, I got 40 minutes with him one-on-one.
Really?
They filmed a McDonald's All-American commercial in the Deerfield High School gym, and he wasn't surrounded by people, and I said, look, I'm the copy editor of the yearbook. Can I sit down and just do a little thing, and we can run it in the yearbook? And they said, sure. And you know how filming a commercial is. It's all downtime.
Right, all day,
no
yeah.
one's ever doing anything. It takes him forever to set up the lights, and then he does a take, and then he sits down for another half hour. And he was just great. Hanging out. And that was before he was an international phenomenon at that point. He was famous. He was a great basketball player. But and I was told the story that's when he was still drinking his soft drink of choice before the Gatorade deal really kicked in.
The iced tea, right?
Uh-huh. Lipton Sweet. But they now it's called Brisk now. Mm. But it used to just
be
called
Brisk, baby.
Yeah, but it used to just be called Lipton iced tea. And he was just like one after the other, like that's you know.
Just loading up
country.
On the sugar, yeah.
Country. Right.
Yeah, my first interaction with him was at Moody Bible pre-draft, and I was sitting in a seat, and he walks up behind me and he goes, I think you might be sitting in my seat. And I'm like, well, no, they kind of assigned me the seat, so I think this is my seat. And he laughed a little bit, and then he looked at my credential, and
right.
it said the score, and he goes, oh, well, it figures. And I'm like, all right, he laughed a little bit and kept it moving, though. But, yeah, you know.
Now, the only other time was actually at spring training down in Dodgertown when I got to meet Vin Scully. But I kept myself composed and had a nice conversation with just a dear guy. But even that, compared to this, that's part of what the comps are for me. Because Dodgertown, even then, was people kind of milling around, mm-hmm. and it was just casual. And that was... That was, you know, still a star-studded Mets team that was there to play the Dodgers, and you know, Strawberry and Gary Carter, and
Keith.
Yeah, Gary Carter was being all weird that day.
Really?
Yeah, he's like preaching as he's signing autographs. And,
oh, telling the kids.
Yeah,
he's like a word from the good book as they.
Yeah, he was like signs a ball and he says
Psalms 11:5.
Right, you know, stuff like that. He's like, you have to believe in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hey man, like, he's testifying. He's spreading the word.
Okay.
You will not get a Gary Carter signed baseball unless you get your daily bread, my friend.
Yep, I guess that's what it is. And that's when I got my first ball at a baseball game.
Team Israel's doing the same thing.
Really.
Just walking around like, hey, all that other stuff, don't believe it.
Whatever he just said, it's BS. Everything that
my
guy just said.
Right. Yeah. I heard the Team Israel hats and uniforms are on point, though. I haven't seen them yet. I just seen the mascot that makes
Mench
me
on
think,
the bench.
Right, makes me think of other mascots that probably could be a part of the World Baseball Classic. I haven't watched two pitches of this, by the way. Have you?
I watched Ryan Dempster struggle a little bit the other night.
Yeah.
It was worse than his Harry Carey impersonation.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you got rocked.
Yeah,
I mean, how old is Ryan at this point? What, like 41?
He got up to 89.
Really?
Yeah, he was humping it up to 89.
So he's Danny Herring it? Yeah, that's what he's doing?
Why not?
Yeah.
It's got to be fun if you get the competitive juices flowing a little bit. Jason Marquis, I mean.
But at some point, though, it's like, hey, look at me. I'm in the World Baseball Classic, and then, you know, Edwin Encarnacion shows up being like, I don't want to be in the World Baseball right. Classic anymore.
I don't want to throw a strike.
Right. Like, yeah, you know, it's all good playing in those games until you realize why you retired.
The way I look at it is anything that keeps him from doing his Harry Carey impersonation, I'm for it.
Now, what if he does it on the mound?
If he's playing baseball, you know, he plays a lot of hockey in the neighborhood. He's supposed to be a terrific hockey player.
I mean, Canadian.
Yeah, you have to be, because right. you're from Canada. Right. It's automatic.
Right.
This is great. 708 says, I saw Bushwick Bill on the CTA.
Well, folks, you stay away from old Bushwick if you get a chance, because Bushwick is
time's tough for
special.
Him,
no, he's especially crazy.
All right, Theo Epstein is going to join us in just a couple moments. Keep it here. Burstyn and Goff on the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Want a better car? Head to Hyundai.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
To use interface, no juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly, you screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. And right now, just for listening, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/play.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday. CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Weekly horoscope. Aries, whether you know it or not, you're a tremendous resource to others this week. Taurus, everything may not be working out just yet, but your time is coming soon. Gemini, a shakeup at work may lead to an interesting opportunity. Cancer, no need to accept your first offer. Shop around. Leo, having fun is one thing. Having fun with company is another. Keep an eye out for a new special someone. And Virgo, a new idea or new way of doing something will completely change your world. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Ah! Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Carol line up for some laughs.
I am so back!
With two broke girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
You gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Kelly Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I'm okay with winning Game 7 of the World Series. Absolutely.
I didn't want to be here today.
Yeah, life's got to be good. When you win the World Series, everything is kind of different, and that's sort of the feeling. I keep trying to find ways to describe the way it sort of feels here, but the best, it's that...
You keep failing, too, by the way.
Hey, well, help me out.
It's nice. It's nice. The sun is out. The infield is being sprayed.
How many
guys
times
are stretching.
Isn't this like the fourth time they've sprayed the infield?
When's the last time you came to spring training? Was it Glendale with the White Sox?
Yeah.
So, wow, that was what, like... 7 years ago?
And I had people ask me when I was telling the Vin Scully story. They said, Bernstein, were you rocking your cool starter jacket? No, I was not wearing... It was too warm to wear my Bulls starter... However, I've got... I posted the photo before in my Twitter feed. Vin is wearing the Dodgers blue satin starter jacket. Like, the original... It's Vin in the starter jacket, which is even better.
He could have been starring in Colors, you know, as a Crip.
Nightmare walking, a psychopath talking.
You didn't know that Vin wrote that, did you?
King of my jungle, just a gangster stalking. Living life like a firecracker.
Quick is my fuse. The tutu.
Red or blue, because of blood, it just don't matter.
All right, stop.
Suckers dive for your life when my shotgun scatters colors.
We're not going to do the show now. We're not going to do the show with you,
Drew. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord. It's beautiful out here and trying to figure out what there is to say about the Cubs. If Tommy La Stella and Matt Caesar are the decisions that you have to make coming out of camp.
Brett Anderson's on the mound with a chance to solidify his position. I mean,
right, exactly.
It's like, what?
That's it.
You know?
That's it. Meanwhile, in Bologna, what the hell is going on? I meant to talk to you about this last week, and I tried to like tease it a couple of times, and Tanny was like, go ahead and do it.
What?
Carlos Rodon's mystery injury or delay for some reason.
They're playing it safe. Finite number of bullets in the gun. I don't know. I don't know.
When did they bring this up last year? And then in spring training, it's like, hey, don't worry about this. Don't worry about this. By the way, he won't be starting until game 5 or 6. Well, like, I don't believe in Carlos Rodon as much as other people do. I think he's a great number three, a decent number two. I don't think he'll ever be a number one.
He's got a great slider. Hey, that's the only thing I know for sure is he has a great slider.
Wonder if he got in a better shape, if he'd be more effective.
Ooh, you're taking too fat.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. Better shape? How? Is this going to be a trapezoid?
A rectangle.
Is he like more of a dodecahedron?
No, just, you know, a little firmer.
Tighten it up a little bit.
Yeah, you don't have to be suns out, guns out, dude, but...
That's Kopech. He'll get mad at you. Well, you're stealing my bit!
That dude.
I know.
His Instagram has not stopped being great, by the way. Like, on the way to Aeropostale, and, like, he's
going to Chess King.
Urban Outfitters is going to get dominated today. I've got so much cash.
Killing it at Sunglass Hut. Watch out, Orange Julius.
Mrs. Fields has never seen so many cookies being eaten right here with my hot girlfriend. Love my life.
They're fake lips.
Yeah.
That's a little...
A little plasticky.
Yeah, that's...
A little waxy.
But that's fine for him. It
waxy
works.
Gordon.
It works for him. Right? Yeah, that's exactly...
Hey. You like it, I love it.
Yep.
That's how you respond when somebody brings a Madame Tussauds kind of figurine into the party.
Unfortunately, it's Margaret Thatcher. This is my girlfriend!
Glenn Close comes in with a giant gun.
She was Prime Minister of England, and this is her wax likeness.
And then all of a sudden, Vin Scully breaks out in another verse of colors.
No, I'm not a jukebox.
I understand.
No. The dancing monkey ain't dancing.
So what are we going to talk to Theo about when he gets here?
Oh.
Like honestly, like... You know,
well, it's possible he's going to be drunk, so...
Nah, he won't be drunk. Not on a job.
It's not really working.
Full of cake, probably, but not drunk.
He was making people fat with that.
The
compulsory cake eating.
The lucky cake.
Yeah. I told you that I know one of the guys on the cake crew who said he put on pounds because they, you know, with all the travel and he didn't have time to work out, and then all of a sudden it's like, you have to come eat cake right now.
Force you to eat cake to change the mojo.
However, everybody says it was great cake.
Yeah. They had it flown in from, was it Pittsburgh?
That was the nearest, yeah.
Okay.
Or they sent a courier to go get it or something.
They sent Jim Courier.
Isn't that busy, is he? Maybe he's living off the land with Kyle Orton.
We gotta find Kyle.
Somebody said Kyle's in Baton Rouge.
Doing what?
I don't know.
Being part of the criminal conspiracy to oppress the people of color in Louisiana?
No, actually, Kyle's kind of on the complete other side.
No, I know.
Yeah, he's a bit of a hippie.
Yeah.
Some of the arguments he apparently had with Joe Tiller at Purdue were legendary.
Yeah.
That they would get into talking politics and were on they were on opposite sides of the old spectrum.
And call the plays. I run them because I can still disagree with
Tiller,
it's a beautiful country.
He said
that
he
way.
Got a kick out. He said he always enjoyed it because how informed Kyle was.
You get tested, you know, in certain conversations. You don't expect to get tested and you enjoy it, and then until you don't, and then you go, I'm the coach. Shut up, son.
The 847 says, I am jumping on Lakeshore Drive in a blizzard. I am a dumbass. Yeah, are the roads passable now?
I don't know.
Because they...
Was
they,
it that bad?
Yes. It was, I told you, it was over 3 hours O'Hare to downtown.
We're not going to be able to get home, are we?
Yeah, I think we should by tomorrow night.
I mean, if not, I'm cool with it.
Oh, want to stay here for a few more days?
Yeah.
Do a few more shows?
Yeah, I'm good with that. I mean, you know, we pay Renee a little bit more. We hang out a little bit longer. We hang out with the people here at beautiful Sloan Park. You can hear the apparently B96 being pumped into the stadium here. Yeah, you know, people are having a good time. I'm looking forward to having some good eats. What time does this game start?
I don't think it ever does. I think they just do this for the rest of the day.
3 hours of people milling around in the concessions.
Would you have a problem with it? Just do
if
this.
If they opened up a park and just kind of
hung
walk
out,
around.
Guys, you'll get to watch. You know, this is something you don't really remember until you maybe you watch it often. But when you go to a baseball game and you watch major league players warm up, and you watch how casually when they throw to each other, it's always within this tiny little area from chin to the top of the chest, within the shoulder. I mean, their ability just to...
The pinpoint accuracy, even when just lobbing it, is amazing.
Just to so casually and so the muscle memory.
Some of the greatest athletes in the world.
Pro athletes have to be able to do some of this
stuff. We're watching Jason Heyward right now throwing... I don't know who that is, but I mean, you look at the size of Jason Heyward. Even when it was in Atlanta, you know, you marveled at how big he was and what the expectations was. Unfortunately so, not realistically so, about how many home runs he should be able to hit and that base and that big swing and that big body. You know, the reason why I asked Ben that question about the gratification that's necessary as a baseball player, I don't care how great a teammate you are, I don't care how much of a professional you are, you want to see some balls drop in. You want to get that. You know what? Damn it, it's paying off. I feel good about it. We were talking to Len Casper about it before the show, and he was like, "Yeah, you know, everybody wants to do well. It doesn't mean you're against the team or going counterculture."
You brought it up with Zobrist that baseball and don't get mad. Understand what I'm saying? Baseball is not a team sport. It is an individual sport. that masquerades as a team sport. It is all about what one person does when that person is given an opportunity. You know, football to me is the ultimate team sport, yeah. where it's almost nearly impossible. That's why you can give me all the PFF metrics in the world. It still never tells enough of a story about why something did or didn't happen in a given play. It helps. It's good. I'm not entirely against it. But what baseball metrics can do and what they can do with the new cameras, and maybe cameras could do it in football too, but to understand how something could simply, the smallest missed block, you know, an arm getting into a gap can change so many different outcomes in a play that it's nearly immeasurable.
Well, how should I compare that to, say, a seeing eye single makes it through the infield, how maybe someone was told to shift or where mm-hmm. he was supposed to be? Like, can't you equate that similarly to, you know what, the left tackle's got a bad right shoulder and his left guard understands that, so he cheats a little bit over to his left in the beginning, which obviously some nose tackle or some three technique picked up on and understands that, all right, he's making up for that guy. Like, those things that fall between the cracks. I think
there are always
things that fall between the cracks in every sport.
Of course, there are always gray areas, and there's always something you could say this